right. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Let's make sure that I am focused here. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. I hope this finds you in good health and secure. We are going to finish chapter 19 today. Our chapter on the benefits obtained by an expounder of the Dharma. So basically, what we can expect for our life condition as practicing the Bodhisattva path. Yeah. Furthermore, O Bodhisattva ever persevering, a son or daughter of a virtuous family who preserves, recites, explains, expounds, or copies this sutra, after the parinirvana of the Tathagata, will attain 1,200 qualities of the mind. So what happens to your mind as you practice daily, right? Through their pure faculty of mind, what does purity mean again? The unobstructed from distractions, craving, clingings, that clear mind. Can you even imagine a mind without all of those obsessions? It's difficult to imagine. On hearing but a single verse or a single line, they will become versed in the immeasurable and limitless meaning. Meaning, always the meaning, right? Not the words. What is this experience like? An experience is experienced how? Through the mind. You say, well, yeah, but you know, you run into things your body experiences. Your body runs into things, but the experience happens in your mind. You know this. How many times have you been seriously injured in life, seriously enough anyway, to be somewhat shocked by it, and you're not sure what happened until you look at it, and then suddenly, oh my, that's something, right? We are observers. Our mind is sentient. Our mind is a collector of data and then decides what to do with that data. How we feel about certain types of data affects how we think about it, right? Okay. If after having understood this meaning, they teach a single line or a single verse for the period of 1 month or 4 months or a year, all the teachings they expound will be entirely characterized by the mark of truth. This is an amazing experience. Your only choice is to be honest about it. To try to color it won't ring true. In accordance with its meaning. As long as you stick to the meaning and don't try to manipulate the words, truth will happen. Truth will come out. Yeah. If they teach the works on worldly affairs, treatises on political science or enterprise, all these will be in harmony with the true Dharma. Your mind will have shifted its perspective, and everything will be in relation to this truth, because it is the fundamental truth of all phenomena. Once you know it, you'd have to be tremendously dishonest with yourself if you derivated from it, right? Deviated, I should say. They will completely know the minds of those sentient beings who pass through the six migratory states in the great manifold cosmos, their workings, shifts, and fallacies, even though they have not attained the uncorrupted wisdom. Even before you attain Buddhahood, moment to moment, moment, and you hang on to it and course in the world as a bodhisattva, your very path toward it purifies, quote unquote, these abilities, these augmentations of your sentience, your mind. Whatever this person contemplates, judges, or expounds will be nothing but the true Buddha Dharma, which has also been taught in the sutras by previous Buddhas, other teachers. Thereupon, the Buddha, wanting to elaborate the meaning of this further, spoke these verses. The minds of such people are pure, and transparent without impurity. Through their faculty of intellect, they will know the superior, the mediocre, and inferior teachings. It'll become obvious. On hearing a single verse, they will thoroughly penetrate the immeasurable meaning. Thus, they will teach the Dharma little by little for a period of 1 month, for 4 months, or a year. As the result of preserving the Lotus Sutra, the Myoho Renge Kyo, they will instantly know what all sentient beings inside and outside this world, such as devas, nagas, humans, yakshas, rakshasas, and those who dwell in the six migratory states, right? Hell, hunger, animality, so on. What they think in their various ways. I understand. More likely, you'll witness someone's behavior and you'll be able to see that they're roaming in the six lower realms, that they're having trouble escaping from those realms. Their thinking is corralled, right? Rather than being open to the 3,000 realms per single moment that they could instantiate, they've held themselves to lower realms. This is, as a bodhisattva, where your compassion comes in and goes, how can I bleed that person out of the corral they've created for themselves through this teaching, right? They will hear, think in their various ways. They will hear and completely preserve the Dharma, talking about us again, which the innumerable Buddhas in the Ten Directions, who are possessed of the marks of 100 merits, teach for the sake of sentient beings. They contemplate the immeasurable meaning, and they teach the Dharma in immeasurable ways, all via our own path and understandings, yeah? They will neither forget nor be confused from the beginning to the end, because they preserve the Lotus Sutra. They will completely know all aspects of all dharmas, all experiences, yeah, and discern the meaning according to the sequence. Because it's not just experiences, it's the sequence in which you experience the experience affects you in different ways. And each individual, depending on the realms they are more familiar or unfamiliar with. Yeah, all of this. We see it as Buddhists. The more we practice, the clearer it becomes. They will be versed in names and words and expound in accordance with this knowledge. What they teach is the Dharma that has always been taught by the Buddhas of the past. Because they expound this Dharma, they will have no fear among the people. Those who preserve the Lotus Sutra possess the pure faculty of mind just like this. Even though they have not yet attained the stage of non-corruption, even if you're not fully realized, right? Every little bit that you do toward it, especially in regard to reading, reciting, copying, transmitting this sutra, right? The stage of non-corruption, they will previously have had the characteristics described above, because it's innate. It's already there. Isn't that amazing? You're not practicing to draw this from the universe. You're practicing to awaken your potential for it. It's there. That should be amazing to consider, yeah? These people preserve this sutra and dwell in the marvelous stage. All the sentient beings will rejoice and revere them. They will illuminate and explain the teaching with thousands of myriads of codas of skillful words, because they preserve the Myoho Renge Kyo, the Lotus Sutra. Wow. I don't know. That's enough for me. Next is chapter 20, Bodhisattva Sadaprabhuta. He's got a easier name than that for me to say, I'm sure. Anyway, that will be in the next And we're already on chapter 20. We're trucking through this, aren't we? I hope, as always, that you're getting your own insights as we go through this, and that I'm providing some kind of assistance in that regard. As always, liking and subscribing these videos, incredibly important, Bodhisattva Act. Any way you can support, the links are in the description. Please avail yourself to those. And please take advantage of the free stuff, right? Like the podcast, the audio podcast, and all that free information on threefoldlotus.com. Little help with study aids and practicing aids and anything I can put in there as a resource to help your practice, as well as help you have tools of to help you teach others, to share, yeah? Get that dialogue going, all right? Okay, thank you for being here. Take care of your health, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.